Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call. This one's a doozy. We've got Danny on the phone, and that's not his real name. This is not his real voice. It is disguised even more than normal for the Dirty Little Secret. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And tell everybody what it is.
I like to pretend to be a baby.
You like to pretend to be a baby.
Yeah, I do want to clarify real quick. It's not sexual for me at all, though.
This is not a sexual fetish.
No.
What else could it possibly be, though?
Right.
I realized when I was very young that I was comfortable being nurtured by a mother. I tried to figure out how to get back to that, and just dressing up like a baby, acting like a baby feels so good to me. And then I went online and I found this community, and I just love pretending to be a baby for a little while every day.
Okay. So, all right. We'll refer to it as age play. So, Part of this dirty little secret isn't just that you're into age play. It's also the fact that you are married, correct?
Correct. And the hard part is that my wife doesn't know about it. So I have to keep it a secret from her.
You are married, but your wife doesn't know that you are into age play. That is what your dirty little secret is.
But part of the age play has something to do with
a mommy.
A mommy.
Mom, yeah, I found a woman who is willing to be my mommy, and it's not sexual. I just want to keep pointing that out because people always make that mistake. The couple of people I've told about, they're like, oh, it's a sex thing. I'm like, no, it's not. And I pay this woman every week, and when her kids are at school, she changes my diaper. We watch little kids shows, and she just nurtures me. I lay on her stomach and we watch TV, and it's the best couple of hours of my week.
It's hard to not be a little creeped out by this whole thing.
I'm not creeped out by it per se, but I feel really bad for your wife, and it's not that you're cheating on her. But you are having this intimacy with another woman.
That he's paying for.
Right.
Yeah, I just haven't figured out how to bring it up to her. And we've been married for 5 years. And Yeah. I mean, we've been dating even longer than that. So it's been weighing on me for almost a decade now of, how do I tell my wife that I like to get my diaper changed every now and then?
Okay, but let's talk about that for a second. Are you actually going to the bathroom in your diaper?
No, I don't. It's just the idea of getting changed.
This other woman sees you naked,
right,
while changing your diaper.
Well, we had to set a boundary. That was one of the rules. And so I wear underwear to cover up down there. So it's not sexual at all.
Okay.
So when she takes my diaper off, she just kind of like squirts a little powder on me and I put my diaper back on.
Well, I guess that's good. What do you think your wife would say if you told her about this side of you?
Oh, he's been a bad baby.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah. My wife is, I don't think she'll be bothered about my thing. I think about age play and all that stuff. I think she'll just be really upset that I haven't told her yet.
Well, of course.
Well, then why don't you shift then to your wife and, I don't know, maybe give her the shot of letting, maybe being mommy to your age play?
Here's the thing, though. If he tells her and it doesn't go well.
That's it.
And now she knows that he's going to want to do it. She knows he's going to go out and do it. And all in the light.
But maybe that's their deal. Maybe then that's I can't do that. Just go do your thing, you know, with her, as long as you promise me it's not sexual. Maybe they even meet each other. Are you attracted to your mommy?
No, not at all.
Not at all. And she's not attracted to you.
I can't be attracted to my... No, I'm her son. That would be weird.
Right. Okay. But that, of course, that's the weirdest part about this. How much do you pay her?
Yeah, I don't want to say. It's not a lot.
Is it over $100?
I can't say.
Okay. Let's rebrand this whole thing. Okay. You play pickleball.
Yes.
It is not sexual for you.
No.
And you need somebody else to play pickleball with.
Can't play it by myself.
So it's kind of under the umbrella of the same thing. So you can relate. So, okay. Danny, we appreciate you telling us. Yeah. And if you tell your wife, will you promise to come back on this show?
Yeah, of course. I would definitely love to come back. Like, I feel like you guys gave me kind of the courage to follow through with this. Like, this was step one for me today.
Well, that's so good. Like,
I don't want to make the joke myself, but it kind of was a baby step.
I get it. Oh, God. Danny, thank you so much for your dirty little secret. We'll go out on that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.